Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Good afternoon. It's or good morning, rather. John, Protopack, how are you?
Good, John. Hold on one second for me. I'm just trying to...
Can you hear me all right or no?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I've got you on speakerphone through our crummy phone system that we're trying to kind of work the kinks out on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You sound like you're in a tunnel, though.
How's that?
That's better.
Is that any better? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was actually going to be calling you here in the next hour or so.
Well, I'm still in Spain, so it's 10 o'clock or so, 11 o'clock here, something like that. Thought I'd check in and see if there's anything going on with my friends at ANZ or A to Z, whatever.
A to Z? I've been trying to get a hold of the accountant. I've been trying to get a hold of somebody at A to Z, and I'm really struggling to get anybody on the phone over there. Just trying to get some additional information. As far as time and business and some other things, we can't find any comps, comparable loans on the business. And I'm sure they've had them, but they're just not online. They're not on Dun & Bradstreet. They're not on any other business reporting credit agency. So I'm just trying to find out who they've had loans with so I can get a rating or a reference. Hopefully this thing approved, but I'm just not getting any cooperation from their accountant or, you know, with getting them on the phone.
All right. Well, let me see what I can do to, you know, effort that. I'll give them a call, or I'll have Chris give them a call and see if we'll inform them that their account's not cooperating, so this is holding up the deal. See what happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we close this thing by now, but whatever.
Yeah, me too. I mean, their accountant's name is Ari. You know, I've left. Every time I call, you know, his office with the number that I have, you know, they say that he's out, and I'm just not getting called back, so... I don't know if his expectations are low, if he feels like he's spinning his wheels. I'm not sure, but I definitely need a little bit of cooperation if we're going to make this happen.
All right. Let me work on that, and I'll let you know if I've had any success and see what happens.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
How's the trip going?
Right here, I'm just beat, you know. I'm ready to go home, you know. It's been a long week, long hours, and... You know how it is when you travel. It's just,
Oh, yeah.
It's just tough, yeah.
How did it go? So is it all signed off on now, though?
I'm sorry?
Has it all been signed off by Barry?
Yeah, we're 99.9% of the way there. Barry's very meticulous,
mm-hmm.
to say the least. So he wants, you know, it's tough for us to create a production environment at a factory level, you know. He wants to see the machine run for a couple hours. Well, to do that, you need, you know, hundreds of gallons of soap,
product.
And you need, you know, thousands of fitments and thousands, you know, lots of rolls of film, and it's just not practical sometimes, you know. You just don't have the personnel to do that kind of thing. So we're struggling through that, but, you know, we'll get there. It's just that he's been burnt before, so, he's being very cautious. And I don't blame him in a way, but, he's... On a scale of 1 to 10, he's definitely a 10 in terms of being precise and meticulous about what he's involved in. And I think, like I said, he's probably had some bad experiences in the past. And as much as he'd like to trust me, I think he's still a little bit afraid. So.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Not a big deal. In either case.
All right.
Let me try to catch my office before they run out of Dodge, and we'll give you a call back.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
I'll talk
good
to you
luck.
Soon.
Take care.
Okay, bye.